Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Do you have a difficult time making decisions? Does indecisiveness leave you frustrated as you are consumed with uncertainty, always wondering if you're making the right decisions or if you will have to face the consequences of making the wrong decisions? In today's episode, I want to share with you four powerful ways you can pray to help you make wise decisions without fear and with a bold confidence in God.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. Today's episode is about making wise decisions. Just a few weeks ago, I was making a very important decision for my organization, Beloved Women, and I was overcome with indecisiveness. I would make a decision, and then an hour later or a day later, I would change my mind and I would switch. I would talk myself out of the decision that I made, and then I would make another decision. And then I would talk myself out of that. And it was just so much back and forth on deciding what I actually wanted to do and sticking to that decision. And it was exhausting. It was absolutely exhausting. And I came across James chapter 1, verse 6 that says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." And this period of indecisiveness made me feel just like someone doubting that was just being pushed around by my consuming thoughts of what's right and what's wrong and what will people think and what am I going to do if? All the questions that left me so uneasy and unable to faithfully make a decision and move forward in boldness, knowing that God would be with me. And I received an encouraging word from a friend that really helped me to see that my indecisiveness was caused by a lack of faith. I was trying to make the perfect decision to give me the chance to get a perfect result. But the truth is, there are no perfect results in life. There's no perfect life at all here in this fallen world. And so ultimately, we have to ask ourselves, can I make this decision and live with it, whether it works out or it doesn't? And that's a really hard thing to do sometimes. However, it becomes easier when we choose to have faith in God, not our ability to make decisions, but His ability to work through the decisions that we make. Now, I'm not talking about decisions of morality. Should I sin or should I not sin? That is very clear about what we should do. I'm talking about just day-to-day decisions that we are making for our households, for our families, what we want to do in life, those types of decisions. So today I want to share with you a few ways that you can pray over a very important decision or even a minuscule decision that you are making so that you can ensure that you receive God's wisdom to make that decision. The first thing that you want to do is to pray for wisdom. So often we want to get on Google, we want to get on YouTube, and we want to search how to do this, what happens if this, to give us more information so that we can make a decision. Now, knowledge and information is great. And in today's day and age, as you can see, we have so much access to all the information we could ever want. But information alone is not going to help us to make good decisions. Information executed with wisdom will help us to make wise decisions. And so we need to be praying for wisdom to God because God is the one that gives us wisdom. Wisdom is our ability to know how to use knowledge and information. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." Wisdom is something that God wants to give us, but we need to be willing to ask for it. So often we go first to our searches and asking and trying to schedule meetings and figure everything out in our head, and we're overthinking. And I'm pretty sure I've shared it on this podcast before, but overthinking is not the same as praying. We need to be praying. Yes, seek information, but be prayerful to God to receive his wisdom on how to actually use the information that you have to make sure that you are making wise decisions. Next, you want to pray for God to lead you and direct you as you make decisions. Decisions aren't always just a one-time thing. You make a decision and that's it. It's often you stepping out on faith, taking that first step of faith, and then that second step of faith, and walking towards the decision that you are making. This gives you the opportunity to pray about the steps that you're taking towards this decision, that as you're taking those steps, God will make the decision clearer to you. And often that's how we gain clarity, not by sitting back and just waiting for everything to happen to us, but actually starting to take steps towards what we think is the right decision. And then we start to see, oh, wait a minute, this is the right way. Or wait a minute, maybe I need to shift a little bit and go this way. But we don't gain that type of knowledge until we actually take steps of faith. And so we need to be praying that the Holy Spirit is leading the steps that we are taking. Proverbs 16:9 says, "The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." This gives me so much relief because it lets me know, even if I make a decision, and let's say I'm heading in one direction and that's not really what God had for me, he completely has the ability to adjust and shift and move me as he sees fit. And to trust God with myself. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have a hard time making decisions is because we feel like it's all on us. And we forget that God is on this journey of life with us, that he's guiding us, that he's ordering our steps, that he's establishing our steps, as the writer says in Proverbs 16:9. He's with us in our decision making. He's with us even when we make the wrong decisions, and he knows that we're going to make it. And he knows that he's already provided a way to help us with that also. That gives me so much comfort as I make decisions, knowing that, you know what? God's with me. The Spirit is leading me, and I'm praying for God to lead me. So I know he's answering that prayer. So regardless of how this situation turns out, I know that it's going to be okay because my decisions are not greater than God's providence. Which leads me to the next point that we can pray about, and that is to pray for God's will. Ultimately, we want God's desire to be fulfilled in our lives. When we make decisions, we're often thinking about what we want. How is this going to affect me? What do I want to accomplish? But as believers, Jesus should be in the driver's seat of our lives. God is the one that is steering this ship. And since that is the case, we need to know, what is the destination that he wants for our lives? And does this decision align with his will? Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Oftentimes we look at this scripture and we just think, oh, God's just going to give me the desires of my heart because I want it. And that's not what this scripture is saying. This is a principle that says we need to delight ourselves in God. We need to be in alignment with his will. And then that is when we will receive the desires of our heart, because we'll be in alignment with his will. And so if we want to make wise decisions, we need to ensure that our will is in alignment with God's, because then we know we are always headed in the right direction. How do we delight ourselves in God? We do so by seeking him through worship. We do so by seeking him in prayer, in studying our Bible, in putting him first. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. So often we're so quick to want to answer to our questions before we actually seek the God that holds the answer. We want to know what to do next before we actually seek the God that is ordering our steps. As you're making a decision today, or any day for that matter, start with seeking God. Start with his will and delighting yourself in him. And the Bible says that then he'll give us the desires of our heart, which in this situation is to make a wise, smart decision. Finally, you want to pray for boldness. When we make decisions, again, like I said, it's not just about deciding in our head to do it. We actually need to act out on the decisions that we're making. We need to take steps of action. And this takes faith, because like I said, we don't always know how things will turn out. And so then we need faith to believe that it's going to work out. Because if we don't have that faith, we're going to act on that unbelief by not acting at all. So here are some practical steps that I like to take when I am making a decision. And it's simply this, just asking myself a few questions. First is, what is my goal? What do I hope to accomplish in making this decision? As Christians, our goal should be God's will, seeking him first. But what does that look like in this particular decision that you're making? What does it look like for God's will to be fulfilled in this decision? And once you know your desired destination of making this decision, where you want to go, where you want this decision to take you, then ask yourself, is this decision actually going to take you there? Which decision, which option is going to lead you in that direction? Next, you want to ask yourself, okay, because the next thing you want to ask yourself is, what is the worst possible outcome? Now, I know you're like, wait a minute, Christine, you told me not to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid. We need to have faith. Yes. That is true, but we need to face our fears, because a lot of our indecisiveness is rooted in fear. So let's go ahead and face that fear, right? What is the worst possible thing that could happen if you make a particular decision? Think about that thing and then ask yourself, what is the best possible outcome if I make this decision? What's the best possible thing that can happen? And then weigh those two options. Weigh those two options. Is the worst possible outcome worth the risk if the best possible outcome actually happens? And if it is, then it's probably in your best interest to go ahead and take that step, take the risk, so that you can receive that best possible outcome. Because although you might not receive the best possible outcome, you might receive a portion of it or a different version of it. The truth is, if you don't try at all, you will never experience what the best possible outcome of that decision could possibly be. So those are just some practical questions that you could ask yourself. But ultimately, you want to be prayerful about the decisions that you make. So often we can compartmentalize our everyday life away from our spiritual life and take God out of the decisions that we need to be making every day. I'm not saying that you need to pray about the color of your shirt today, but if you find yourself in a situation where you're having a very difficult time making a decision, have you prayed about it? Have you asked God to lead you in that decision? Just this weekend, I prayed to God about another decision I needed to make for the ministry, my ministry that I run, Beloved Women, if I should stay with a particular vendor or not for a service that we were providing for our Beloved Women users, our app users. And I was vacillating over this decision back and forth. And I remembered, wait a minute, Christina, you didn't pray about it. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm thinking about this or this. Will you please give me wisdom to know which decision I should make? This was over this weekend. Then this week, one of the vendors that I was deciding if I should stay with or not just was non-responsive. They were giving me such a hard time. I had to escalate to the matter to management and then to executive management. It was just all over the place. And by Wednesday, I realized, you know, yes, this is inconvenient. It's giving me a really hard time, but I believe that God's using this situation to answer my question. He's to answer my prayer about giving me wisdom that this is probably not where I need to be. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of that happened during the time that I was praying about, should I stay with this vendor or not? And it became very clear to me what step I needed to take next. And all of that didn't happen until I prayed about it. And just the fact that I prayed about it, it made me more aware of the circumstances and how God might be answering that prayer, saying, hey, you might want to go in a different direction. Now, that was just my particular situation. You need to be in prayer about your particular decision and have a heart and have the spiritual heart to actually hear God in how he might be speaking to you about that decision. Now, if you want to know more about how to hear from God in prayer, listen to one of my previous episodes where I give you an in-depth teaching on how to hear from God when you pray. And I talk about a few different ways that God speaks to us when we pray. So check that episode out so that when you pray for discernment, when you pray for wisdom, so that you can make good and wise decisions that you can boldly make and step out in faith in, then you can actually know how God is speaking to you and hearing you when you pray about it. Did you know that God made us all beautifully different, even in the way that we pray? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way you are most likely to communicate with God, and knowing which of the three prayer personality types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles to your communication with Him. I invite you to take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you best hear from God, how you most likely connect with Him in prayer, and just to have a little fun. Take the quiz now at prayquiz.com or find the link in the show notes for today's episode. It is my hope that today's show has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org or join me on the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to grow your faith, learn God's word, and encourage your soul, available now in the Apple or Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.